This is the NOCM ESOL International Independent User Level B2 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. 1. What kind of sandwich is your favourite? 2. What shall we do this morning? 3. Where do you live? 4. Is the cinema nearby? 5. How long have you been studying English? 6. How much does a stamp cost? 7. Did you visit the fairground? 8. Where is the hotel? 9. What is the weather like today? 10. Could I book a table for 3 people for this evening? Now listen to the sentences again. 1. What kind of sandwich is your favourite? 2. What shall we do this morning? 3. Where do you live? 4. Is the cinema nearby? 5. How long have you been studying English? 6. How much does a stamp cost? 7. Did you visit the fairground? 8. Where is the hotel? 9. What is the weather like today? 10. Could I book a table for 3 people for this evening? Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation 1. You'll hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. How was the yoga weekend, Charlie?
It was amazing, Mum. The highlight was definitely swimming in the river. It was fantastic, especially because it was really hot every single day.
Where was the hotel you were staying at?
In a village on the side of a mountain. It was a difficult walk to get up there, but when you reached the village, the views were amazing.
Did you meet anyone interesting while you were there?
I did. I met two girls from Germany. We spent loads of time together and even went to the beach one day. We became good friends. We're planning to visit each other soon.
That's wonderful. How was your trip back?
Well, my plane was delayed by 4 hours, which was a bit annoying, but it gave me extra time to relax and enjoy the last moments of my journey.
Oh dear, that's quite a delay. It seems like the yoga weekend was really restful for you.
Absolutely, Mum. I learned a lot and felt so relaxed. The yoga sessions were very helpful in reducing my stress.
I can't wait to hear more about your adventures and see your pictures. It sounds like you enjoyed the experience a lot.
I did, Mum. It was an unforgettable adventure. I'll organise the photos tonight so we can look through them together.
Now listen to the conversation again. How was the yoga weekend, Charlie?
It was amazing, Mum. The highlight was definitely swimming in the river. It was fantastic, especially because it was really hot every single day.
Where was the hotel you were staying at?
In a village on the side of a mountain. It was a difficult walk to get up there, but when you reached the village, the views were amazing.
Did you meet anyone interesting while you were there?
I did. I met two girls from Germany. We spent loads of time together and even went to the beach one day. We became good friends. We're planning to visit each other soon.
That's wonderful. How was your trip back?
Well, my plane was delayed by 4 hours, which was a bit annoying, but it gave me extra time to relax and enjoy the last moments of my journey.
Oh dear, that's quite a delay. It seems like the yoga weekend was really restful for you.
Absolutely, Mum. I learned a lot and felt so relaxed. The yoga sessions were very helpful in reducing my stress.
I can't wait to hear more about your adventures and see your pictures. It sounds like you enjoyed the experience a lot.
I did, Mum. It was an unforgettable adventure. I'll organise the photos tonight so we can look through them together.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning, Emma. Let's start by you telling me a bit about yourself and why you're interested in this job as a catering assistant.
Good morning, David. I'm currently a college student and I have had experience working in our college canteen. I enjoyed the fast-paced environment. I believe my attention to detail and my confidence in speaking with customers qualify me well for this position.
That sounds like great experience, Emma. In this role, you'd be working for 6 hours every Saturday.
That works perfectly for me. The weekend hours don't conflict with my classes, so it's ideal.
What do you think are the most important skills for this job?
I think that attention to detail is important. It ensures that every sandwich is made correctly and that the work area remains clean and organised. Equally important is the ability to speak confidently with customers. This helps in providing excellent service and handling any inquiries they may have.
You sound organised, Emma. That's all the questions from me. Do you have any questions that you wanted answering?
Yes, I do. I'm saving up for university, so I was wondering if there's any possibility of picking up extra hours.
Absolutely. There are often opportunities to work extra shifts, especially during the holiday seasons.
That sounds great. Thank you, David.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Good morning, Emma. Let's start by you telling me a bit about yourself and why you're interested in this job as a catering assistant.
Good morning, David. I'm currently a college student and I have had experience working in our college canteen. I enjoyed the fast-paced environment. I believe my attention to detail and my confidence in speaking with customers qualify me well for this position.
That sounds like great experience, Emma. In this role, you'd be working for 6 hours every Saturday.
That works perfectly for me. The weekend hours don't conflict with my classes, so it's ideal.
What do you think are the most important skills for this job?
I think that attention to detail is important. It ensures that every sandwich is made correctly and that the work area remains clean and organised. Equally important is the ability to speak confidently with customers. This helps in providing excellent service and handling any inquiries they may have.
You sound organised, Emma. That's all the questions from me. Do you have any questions that you wanted answering?
Yes, I do. I'm saving up for university, so I was wondering if there's any possibility of picking up extra hours.
Absolutely. There are often opportunities to work extra shifts, especially during the holiday seasons.
That sounds great. Thank you, David.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast 1. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Almost 1 year after he started crossing deserts, mountains, and rainforests, a British man called Russ Cook has completed his challenge to run the entire length of Africa. The task of covering the distance took longer than planned and forced the 27-year-old from Worthing to overcome many tough situations. The physical and mental effect of running an ultramarathon each day was difficult for Cook. He caught a mystery illness during the early stages of the challenge in Cameroon and also struggled on through food poisoning. At one stage, Cook was unable to get a visa to visit Algeria. He decided to call on the power of social media to help him. It worked. British MPs responded to offer support as his message was shared, and it was not long before the visa was granted. One of the physical challenges he faced was heavy snowstorms in the deserts of Algeria, from which he was forced to shelter. But, wearing swimming goggles to protect his eyes, he was able to keep going towards the finish line. He claims to be the first person to have ever run the full length of Africa and has so far raised over £500,000 for his chosen charities.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
Almost 1 year after he started crossing deserts, mountains, and rainforests, a British man called Russ Cook has completed his challenge to run the entire length of Africa. The task of covering the distance took longer than planned and forced the 27-year-old from Worthing to overcome many tough situations. The physical and mental effect of running an ultramarathon each day was difficult for Cook. He caught a mystery illness during the early stages of the challenge in Cameroon and also struggled on through food poisoning. At one stage, Cook was unable to get a visa to visit Algeria. He decided to call on the power of social media to help him. It worked. British MPs responded to offer support as his message was shared, and it was not long before the visa was granted. One of the physical challenges he faced was heavy snowstorms in the deserts of Algeria, from which he was forced to shelter. But, wearing swimming goggles to protect his eyes, he was able to keep going towards the finish line. He claims to be the first person to have ever run the full length of Africa, and has so far raised over £500,000 for his chosen charities.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. Listen to broadcast 2. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers. Rosemary Coogan, from the city of Belfast, in Northern Ireland, has become the UK's third ever astronaut. Rosemary follows in the footsteps of Helen Sharman, who became the first Briton in space in 1989, and Tim Peake, who spent 6 months on the International Space Station. Dr. Paul Bate from the UK Space Agency said that astronaut training is difficult, and Rosemary and her fellow astronauts have developed new skills from the huge challenges they have faced. As part of their training, they headed to NASA's laboratory in Texas in the United States to complete special training for their time in space. They also took part in winter survival training in Spain, as well as rides to recreate the effects of rocket launches. Rosemary and the other astronauts were also trained in how to carry out science experiments while on the International Space Station. Once they are selected for a mission, they will have to complete further, more specific training to make sure that they are fully prepared. Now listen to the broadcast again. Rosemary Coogan, from the city of Belfast, in Northern Ireland, has become the UK's third ever astronaut. Rosemary follows in the footsteps of Helen Sharman, who became the first Briton in space in 1989, and Tim Peake, who spent 6 months on the International Space Station. Dr. Paul Bate from the UK Space Agency said that astronaut training is difficult, and Rosemary and her fellow astronauts have developed new skills from the huge challenges they have faced. As part of their training, they headed to NASA's laboratory in Texas in the United States to complete special training for their time in space. They also took part in winter survival training in Spain, as well as rides to recreate the effects of rocket launches. Rosemary and the other astronauts were also trained in how to carry out science experiments while on the International Space Station. Once they are selected for a mission, they will have to complete further, more specific training to make sure that they are fully prepared. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.